All right, you ready for this? We're going deep on some children's books.
Children's books.
Yeah. But you'll see why in a minute. We're looking at Otis and Charlie's Hardworking Tales, the whole series
Okay.
by Andy Frisella, the entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah, I know Andy
So
Frisella.
you might be thinking, what's a business guy doing writing kids' books? But stick with us.
I'm intrigued.
These stories, they've got some surprisingly deep lessons, even for adults.
Interesting.
And thinking about success, like on a personal level, it all ties back to making our community stronger, right? Here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
Absolutely. Strong values, work ethic, that's the foundation.
Exactly. So Frisella, he's using these bulldog characters, Otis and Charlie,
Here.
to teach kids about success, but in a way they can grasp.
I like that. Makes it relatable.
Yeah. So some of the titles. There's Otis and Charlie, Play to Win.
Catchy.
Charlie the Bulldog's Fantan to True Stan.
Okay, so fun titles, but what's the deeper message? What stands out to you?
Oh, there's a lot there. Like, take that play to win idea. It's not just about winning a game, right? It's that
I
mindset.
see, yeah.
Going after A and Y goal with that same drive, that's powerful for anyone.
It is, yeah. At work, relationships, personal stuff.
It's like they're sneaking in this growth mindset early on.
Exactly. And the fruit stand one.
Oh, Charlie's fantastic fruit stand. That one's about entrepreneurship.
Okay, so it's teaching kids to take initiative.
Yeah, creativity, problem solving.
We need that in our community, especially people willing to try new things.
Drives progress, right?
Yeah.
And what's interesting is it's not all about individual success.
Oh.
There's teamwork, community in there too.
Okay, how so?
One book, Otis has to learn to ask for help.
Makes sense.
Even though he's this big, tough bulldog, he can't do everything alone.
Good lesson for all of us, honestly. Work, volunteering, just being a good neighbor.
We need each other, right? So these children's books, they're pretty profound.
I'm seeing that, yeah.
Big lessons in small packages.
Like timeless truths, but engaging.
And you know what else? Frisella intended them to be read together.
Oh, with parents, adults.
Yeah, it's a tool to spark those conversations about values, experiences.
So powerful. Shared learning.
Much more than just a bedtime story, huh?
Yeah, definitely more going on there. You know what strikes me? These conversations, they're good for grown-ups too.
Oh, totally.
Like seeing these ideas through a kid's eyes, it's refreshing. You remember what's important.
That's true. We get so caught up in adult stuff, work, pressure.
We lose sight of the basics.
Yeah, the simple things.
Right. Like in Otis and Charlie Play to Win, it reminds you success isn't always some huge thing or a ton of money.
Right.
It's about your attitude every day, being willing to learn, trying your
Like a
best.
little reset button for your mind.
Exactly. And speaking of mindset, one thing I really liked about this series,
What's that?
it focuses on emotional intelligence too, like
Right.
for success.
Well, it's huge.
Yeah. The characters, they face problems, they get set back, they have to learn to deal with their
Right,
feelings.
like real life.
There's this one book, Charlie gets all frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
His fruit stand isn't doing as well as he hoped,
Oh.
but he figures out how to use that frustration to problem solve, change his approach.
Such a good lesson for kids and the adults, honestly.
We all have those moments, self-doubt, disappointment.
Feeling overwhelmed. Yeah.
It's how you handle those emotions that matters.
And talking to kids about it, that's powerful.
You share your own experiences, what works for you, you're modeling good behavior.
It's like we learn alongside them, right?
Absolutely. We forget that sometimes as grown-ups.
We think we know it all.
Yeah, but we're all still learning.
Good point. Thinking about this for our community here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena,
Yeah.
it's like we need that growth mindset as a whole, not just each person.
I agree. Everyone embracing challenges, learning from mistakes, supporting each other.
That's a strong community for sure.
Resilient. It all comes back to that think and act locally idea, doesn't it?
It does. Helping people reach their potential, believing in themselves to make a difference.
Maybe a book about a bulldog can be the inspiration someone needs.
It's funny, but yeah, maybe. Sometimes we overthink things.
We assume success has to be this big, complicated thing.
Right, but it's often simpler.
Changing your perspective, being willing to try, even just talking to someone.
Small actions, but they add up.
They can, yeah. Inspiring others, positive change.
Like a ripple effect. And that's what's great about think and act locally.
For
We
sure.
believe in our community, and it starts with each person.
Taking those first steps, thinking big, but acting locally.
These books are fun for kids to learn about success, but what about us adults? Even if we don't have kids, how can we use these ideas?
It's a good question, you know? It shows you these ideas, they're for everyone.
Right, not just kid stuff.
Yeah, like that winning attitude, taking on challenges, bouncing back from setbacks, that doesn't go away just because you're older.
So how do we as adults actually use this? Should we all go by children's books?
Haha, well, reading them's not a bad idea. But it's more about stepping back, looking at these ideas fresh. We can all
Wow.
get stuck in our ways, you know, lose that curiosity we had as
Oh,
kids.
I know I do sometimes. Life gets busy, you're just on autopilot.
Exactly. But these books, they remind us it's never too late to change things up,
Yeah.
set new goals, have that growth mindset.
Makes sense.
Maybe even think back to when you were a kid. What got you excited? What hard things did you overcome? How did that make you who you are now?
Interesting. So look back to move forward.
Yeah. Remember those times you were tough, determined, maybe even a little too optimistic? Haha.
And use that same energy now for what we're facing today.
Exactly. Find that part of you that wasn't afraid to dream big. Try
Oh,
anything.
I like that. Find your inner bulldog, right?
Ah, yeah. And thinking about our community here in Southeast Houston, it shows how important it is to keep learning, keep growing, no matter your age.
It's true. A strong community, it's people always improving, learning new skills, using their talents to help out.
And that's what we're all about at Think and Act Locally, right?
It is. Giving folks in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, the info and resources to make their lives better, make the community better.
And if you're liking this deep dive, finding it useful.
We'd love your support. You can donate on our website, thinkadactlocally.com/logo donate. Links in the show notes.
Every bit helps us keep doing this, connecting with everyone.
So wrapping up Otis and Charlie's hardworking tales,
Yeah.
remember these lessons aren't just for kids.
Nope, they're for all of us.
Timeless ideas to inspire us no matter how old we are.
Never too late for that growth mindset, a little bulldog determination, right?
Love it. Maybe these stories will get you thinking, talking, making some positive changes in your own life and our community.
That's what we hope for.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, here in Southeast Houston.
Keep thinking and acting locally.